Welcome to our celebration for Palm Sunday. Today is a unique day in the life of the church. Father Matt may correct me. I'm sorry, this is going to be tough. Father Matt may correct me, but I think today is the only day in the church year that we actually have two gospels. At the Blessing of Palms and Entrance Procession, we've reenacted Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem amid cries of Hosanna and glory in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. People spread palm branches and even their cloaks on the ground. Such was their love and reverence for the Son of David. They called him King of Kings and King of Israel. But this is the very same people who would scream, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" just a few days later. The second gospel of the day was St. Luke's rendition of the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it needs no illumination. It needs no explanation. It needs no embellishment. It truly speaks for itself. And the more that we allow ourselves to enter into this suffering and torture and death, the more we can appreciate the sacrifice, the more we can appreciate the depth of God's love for each and every one of us. We read it in parts so that all of us could immerse ourselves in this epic drama that culminates in our salvation. Truly, it needs no amplification, but perhaps we could take just a minute this morning to reflect on the meaning of Holy Week. See, today, Palm Sunday is an important day in the life of the church, but not so much in and of itself, but rather that it inaugurates Holy Week, and we get to travel with Jesus and experience everything that he experienced during the last week of his life. On Monday, Jesus is going to go to Bethany to visit with Lazarus and Martha and Mary one last time. They will throw a dinner for him, and Mary is going to take a liter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard and anoint the feet of Jesus and dry them with her hair. You can just feel Judas's resentment building as he bitterly complains about how Mary is wasting all of this perfumed oil when it could have been sold for 300 days' wages and the money given to the poor. Yeah, like he really cared about the poor. On Tuesday, Jesus is going to tell his disciples that his death is near, and he is going to tell Judas to do quickly what he is about to do. Peter proudly proclaims that he will lay down his life for Jesus, to which Jesus replies, "You will lay down your life for me? Amen, I say to you, you will deny me three times before the cock crows." On Wednesday, Jesus is going to tell his disciples to prepare the Passover feast while Judas negotiates with the chief priest to sell Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. And then begins the Holy Triduum, the three holiest days of the church year. On Thursday, we will celebrate the Mass of the Last Supper and the institution of the Holy Eucharist, the source and summit of the Christian life. It is Christ's own gift to us of himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity. It is his way of being with us physically, intimately, and spiritually until the end of time. When we receive Holy Communion, we enter into a union with Jesus that is as close and intimate as we can possibly get this side of heaven. And when we receive Holy Communion at that Mass of the Last Supper, the Eucharist we receive is no different than the Eucharist we receive at every Mass. But it certainly feels that way. It just feels special. The Last Supper is where we get the Mass that we have offered every day for nearly 2,000 years, following Jesus' instruction to do this in memory of me. On Friday, we will not have a Mass, but much of the day will still be devoted to the passion and death of our Lord. We will begin at noon with the Stations of the Cross and then confessions until 3 o'clock. Then we will have the Good Friday liturgy, and we will proclaim John's version of the Passion in all of its ruthlessness, in all of its savagery, in all of its glory. On Holy Saturday, there will not be a Mass until late in the evening, when we will celebrate the Easter Vigil. It is an amazing liturgy that traces the history of the Jewish people, and it culminates in the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from the dead. During the Mass, the catechumens who have been preparing for entry into the church will receive the sacrament of baptism. The candidates who have already been baptized and are preparing for full communion with the church will join them to receive the sacraments of confirmation and Holy Eucharist. This is what we all have to look forward to during Holy Week. This is not a week where we sit on the sidelines or we read about later. This is a week we need to experience. And even if we can't attend Mass every day this week, I urge all of us to read the readings every day. They are so easy to find on the USCCB website, and they allow us to travel with Jesus from the adulation of the crowds with the palms and the hosannas of Palm Sunday to the screams of the very same people to crucify him on Good Friday. And please attend the liturgies during the Holy Triduum. They are the most sacred liturgies of the entire year, and we will get to journey with Jesus through the Last Supper, through the Garden of Gethsemane, through the torture and death of Good Friday, knowing full well that they will lead to the glory of the resurrection on Easter Sunday.